Yeah, let me ask another trend. Obviously, in the EMS industry, is the M&A activity, right? The
Yeah.
desire to how would you characterize what's happening in Europe today?
So far as of September, we had more than 30 M&A activities already. Last year, we had a total, I think, of 44. We are pretty certain that we're going to beat this number this year. There is a lot of things ongoing, but as well, there is a couple of bigger projects which are very slow. And see, once in a while, it's very stupid reasons. Yeah, if you, for example, have a consultant in your company and you want to sell your company, and you tell the consultant wrong numbers. Yeah, better numbers than they actually are. Yeah, any professional private equity companies and going in and going into the due diligence, checking the numbers, finding out that the numbers that were written on a sheet of paper were wrong. What do you expect? These people from private equity, they're dealing with foreign money. And they have a responsibility to make sure that they earn money and they cannot take any risk on dealing with wrong numbers and buying something which is not the case. So it's stupid things that are normally preventing the deal to happen and.
Yeah.
M&A consultants should know that.
Yeah. And so that speaks to the consolidation. I'm just wondering, with the growth and the expansion of the EMS within Europe over the last many years, do you see new players coming into the market, new EMS companies, people who do think that there's opportunity here and are trying to get into the industry, or is that not very common?
No. Well, what we see is we see more private equity companies coming into in the market. Yeah, because even in the present economic situation, there's still a lot of capital flowing around. Yeah, and people need to make sure that this capital earns some interest. Yeah, and several investment banks have. Told the people that the electronics industry, in specific the electronics manufacturing service industry, is an interesting target. And it is the case if you pick the right cherries, because it's not just all companies being in an excellent condition. Some really have trouble, but there are still companies who have net profits of 20%. So that's attractive.
So, how would you kind of in closing here, how would you characterize the current state of EMS in Europe?
The way the EMS look at it themselves is they think it's consolidating. I don't think so. It's only consolidating in regards to a number of players. We already saw this year two small companies shutting down the doors. It's something we have been predicting a long time ago already, that it is a problem for small companies to stay alive. The OEM industry is trying to reduce the number of players, on the one hand, so the number of suppliers. On the other hand, they would like to not just put the PCBA out to the suppliers, but they would love to have the full product manufactured by service companies. And this automatically increases the order size. And if a company today has a supplier whom he feeds with orders accounting for about 25% of the annual revenues of this company, he's not gonna add more business to this company because it's too risky. He makes his supplier dependent, and the EMS companies who are in this situation should not push for this either, because it makes them totally dependent. And one day a smart buyer comes up and says, well, you either now reduce your prices by 5% or you're out. Yeah. So it's not a good situation. On the other hand, we, in the long term, we do see that there will be more business outsourced, for the simple reason that we are now in the situation of high interest rates. We have in the past 8 to 10 years, we have been in a situation where money was cheap. Yeah. So a lot of OEMs, when they had came to the situation that their capacity was filled and they needed extra capacity, they decided to invest themselves. Now, this situation has changed. OEMs, seeing that money is not cheap anymore, you have to pay a lot of interest for it, prefer to outsource. So you remember the situation that we said in Europe, we have about 41% of all electronic products being manufactured by EMS companies. We, at the moment, calculate this percentage to go up to 45-46% by end of this decade, meaning 2030, which is helpful. And in actual fact, whereas in the last 8 years, we had an average annual growth rate of about 5.9%. We do see that annual average growth rates to go up to 6.9 or even 7.2%. So the future is bright, but again, not for everybody.
Yeah. Good.
So good. I'm not concerned about this. The industry. I think they have a bright future if they make the right decision, if they have the right number, if they have the right planning tools, and know whom to talk to, then for sure they're going to be in the business in the next 10 years again as well.
Very good. Very good. Before we close, I just want to ask, for our audience's benefit, if where will you or your people be presenting, and if they wanted to come meet you, you know, hear more about your data, and you know, get a full dose of your charming personality, where might they find y'all?
Well, the next event or the next events will be some company internal events where we have been ordered to present to the management team. But on a public notice, my colleague, Dr. Mareike Haas, will be presenting at Productronica. And she will give you an update on the present situation in Europe. And she will be presenting on the 15th of November at 10 o'clock. And I can't tell you at the moment which hall it's going to be. Yeah, but she'll be there. Then we have the IPC EMS seminar in Tallinn, which happens on the 30th of November. As far as I know, I don't want to mention it too much in detail at the moment. We're going to get that out next week. We will have a very, very interesting keynote speaker this year. And Dr. Mareike Haas and my colleague Michael Kunzbeck will be giving presentations there as well about various subjects in the EMS industry, including... will be as well, and I would like to mention that the update on the present situation of our activities together with IPC on the difficult situation of the PCB industry in Europe. Yeah, so let me just make a couple of sentences to that. We have seen this in Washington already, that there is activity to say, well, chips don't float. You cannot just look at the semiconductor, pump lots of money into that, and then do not look at the full value chain and check whether there are other dependencies. And I can tell you there are other dependencies. And the main dependency is on the printed circuit board side. And in Europe, that is even worse than it is in the United States. Only 1.9% of global PCB manufacturing is done in Europe nowadays. And due to the fact that the price pressure from China is so big, companies do not invest anymore in the technology. So sooner or later, we will lose this technology at all if nobody is investing anymore. About 23 years ago, we still had more than 500 PCB manufacturers in Europe. Today, we have 172, and the number is further diminishing, and we cannot just lean back and look at it and not react to it. We definitely need to do something. We need to help this industry to invest again in the newest technology so we have the newest technology. And let's be realistic, it's not just the ordinary PCB to say so. If you look at the first level packaging, a lot of those chip scale packages and all of that are ordinary PCBs as well. It's just PCBs with a much denser structure, much more complex, but the manufacturing technology is no different than the ordinary PCB, with the difference you need better equipment, you need maybe even clean room, in order to manufacture those. And if you today talk about the biggest company in Europe, AT&S, they don't want to be named a PCB manufacturer anymore. They say, no, we make chip scale packages. We supply, for example, the OSAT industry. And it is the highest time that we in Europe get our act together, all companies and the associations, and fight together to get stronger support by the European Union. And IPC initiated this already beginning of this year, as we have had several discussions in Brussels already, and the people we are talking to are now in the process, as I say, we want to know more, want to more details, and we are in the process of giving them the details. And it's not an easy task, because we need to do the proper calculations, and you don't just do that overnight. So we're working on it, but speed is of the essence, because not only in Washington you have new elections next year, in the European Union we have elections as well. And if you have not achieved anything by the start of the elections, you start from scratch again.
Got it. Listen, thank you for those comments. That issue was on the top of my list when I started to speak to you, and I completely got caught up in the conversation, forgot to ask that. So thank you for circling back to that, because it's a very important topic, obviously, in Europe, as it is here in the United States. And I'm just glad to see that that there are associations and groups who are starting to promote that.
Eric said, "Open only happens to you because you don't write down the questions and don't read them from the paper."
Okay, is that it? But listen, I can't let you go without the last question. I'm sure everybody's wondering is, when are you and I going on the road again? That won't be until next year sometime.
Yes. Oh, and yes.
Yeah, so we will. I would just say, you know, we can't commit to anything, although we are in discussions about our next grand journey. And I think I look forward to it. Those are always very insightful. It's good time well spent. I think it brings a lot of value to the audience, yes, and obviously increases our knowledge and understanding of the industry as well.
Oh, yes. Without this knowledge, I would only have half the picture. Yeah. So you cannot just read annual reports, balance sheets, and P&Ls. You need to go into the factories. And that is our advantage, that we go into the factories. We look at the things on site and tell me any market researcher other than us who does that. Nobody does.
Exactly. So our message there will be stay tuned. I will say though, when I was asking you about where you will be at APEX next year as well here. So
Yes,
the
I will
people
be at
here in
APEX.
North America who attend the APEX show, Dieter will be attending that, which will be in April next year in Anaheim now,
Yes,
right
5th
next
to the
to
11th of April.
right there, right next to Disneyland. So you can We'll have a contest to see which character from Disney Dita most resembles. So we'll figure that out.
Yep.
Dita, it is always to catch up with you. You bring a wealth of insight and information to the industry. Please, we thank you for that and keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.